Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalayim Bayikayin Daf Dalet. We're starting a little bit into Amud with Halacha Gimel, and today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Memsar Bas Miakam Moshe Harnish Shabbos Shad Haven Oliyah. And we're discussing watering fields on Chol Hamoed. Mishnah tells us Rabbi Blazer Miakam Vaymir. He says Moshchanas Hamayim Meilon LeElon. One's allowed to drag water from one tree to another. A tree is considered a Beis Hashlachim. A tree needs to have water all the time, so it's no different than a field that needs to have water. So we're allowed to water the trees, and therefore, if there's a pool of water by one tree, he could drag it to another tree. Avoloy Yashkas Kalsa the Kula. But he's not allowed to water the entire field. The rest of the field that the trees don't need, they only need the ground around them. But the rest of the field is considered like a stebeis habal, so he's not allowed to water it. Another din, zraim shalosh shasul fnei amayid, seeds that weren't watered before chol amayid, lo yashkem amayid, he's allowed to water them on chol amayid because it's not the biggest deal. Since they weren't watered before, they don't need water now. However, chum matirim bazeh bazeh, the chum allow in this and that. We're going to see what in this and that means. Says the Gemara, Rav Mana Amar lo stam, Rav Mana says the following thing stam, which means it was his own shita, and Rav Avon said it b'shem Shmuel. That bestam chalukim. They're arguing the case of stam. What does that mean? So the Gemara tells us, manan kaimen, what are we referring to in our Mishnah? Ibn Ravachin, if these trees are very far away from each other, divra kol usr. Everyone agrees, meaning even the chum agrees with Blazer ben Yaakov, then it's usr to water the entire field. Why would it be mutter to water the field if the trees don't need the field? If they're so far apart from each other, you're only allowed to water each individual tree. And in Bertufin, if they're very close to each other, divra kol mutter, everyone agrees, meaning even Blazer ben Yaakov agrees, that you are allowed to water the entire field because since the trees are so close together, the trees need the whole field. It's really all considered like one, and therefore you're allowed to water everything. So what's the machlaikas? Alakin and Kamen, what are we referring to? Benetuin mata eser lebeisa. We're talking about where there's 10 trees planted in the area of a beisa, which is 2,500 square amas. Rebelez miyakov avaloin kim revachin. Rebelez miyakov treats it as if they're planted far apart from each other, and therefore just the individual trees allowed to be watered and not the field. Whereas Rabban of the loin kuretsufin, Rabban treat this as if they're close together, so the whole field is allowed to be watered. Something more clarifies. Harabban army revachin asal hashkas. The Rabban said, as we just clarified, that when the trees are far apart from each other, it's also to water the entire field. But what about the following? Ma'ul hamshech, is one allowed to drag water from one tree to another? You're right, the whole field is not allowed to be watered, but what about dragging the water from a pool of water that's by one tree to another one? And the answer is, let's learn this answer in Shitas Rabbanon from Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov's Shita. Come on, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Amar, just like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov said, that when they're far apart from each other, one's not allowed to water the field, but he is allowed to drag water from tree to tree. That was the Shita in the Mishnah. Rabbanon say the same thing. When the trees are far apart from each other, one's not allowed to water the whole field, but he is allowed to drag water from one tree to another. Now we bring up another din, which seems similar. This refers to Machlokes in Maseches Shviyos about a field which is called a Sde Lavan, a white field. That's basically a field that has grain growing in it. It's also called Afer Lavan, white dirt. This is one and the same. Here's Machlokes, one's allowed to water it on Shemitah. Reb Shimon says yes, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says no. Now it seems to be that that would be the same Machlokes as over here. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says no watering this entire field of trees on Chol Hamoed, and the Chum say yes, and so that seems to be the chum would be like Reb Shimon of that Mishnah over there. However, the Gemara says that can't be, because v'lo kein savrana meimar b'mevachin divrei kol aser. Didn't we just say over here in our explanation of our Mishnah that everybody, even the chum, agreed that if the trees are very far apart from each other, that you're not allowed to water the entire field, just the trees. And v'hein afer lavan, this stale lavan, this field which is a stay baal, it doesn't require water, like b'mevachin hu, isn't that just like a field that has trees in it where they're very far apart from each other, and besides for the trees, the rest of the field is not allowed to be watered? Exactly, we suggest that the machlokes in our Mishnah is the same machlokes over there. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov here lining up with the Reb Elazar ben Yaakov there, and the Chum over here lining up with the Reb Shimon over there. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elakan b'shviyas v'kan b'mayid. There's a difference. That's talking about Shemitah, and this is talking about Chol Hamoed. So ma ben shviyas ma ben mayid. What's the difference between Shemitah and Chol Hamoed? Why would it be permitted to water the entire field over there on Shemitah, whereas over here it wouldn't be permitted to water the entire field on Chol Hamoed? The answer is shviyas hadeishim utaras malacha Shemitah. Since in general one's allowed to do malacha on Shemitah, we're not talking about field related malacha. We already had this earlier in the Masechta. On Shemitah, you're allowed to do a lot of malacha. So therefore, dalam is on top. When they gave a heter to water, that's something, whether it's a tircha, if it's not a tircha. Whereas mayid and chol mayid, adeshu asr malacha, in general, it's also do malacha and chol mayid. As we had said at the beginning of Masechta, it's really no different than yamtef. You're not allowed to do malacha on yamtef. So on chol mayid, you're not allowed to do malacha either. And even when they were matir, lahi tiru el davrshu aved, ubova davrshena tiriach, they were only matir something that's a davr aved, and it's not too much tircha. But if it's not a davr aved, or it's too much tircha, then you're not allowed to do it. And that's the difference between chol mayid and Shemitah. Now, based on Meimar and Shmin Rada, those who want to say, we learn from the following, meaning this is the difference between Shemitah and Chol Hamoed. The Shvi is Adesh's Manam Ruba Hitiru. Shemitah, which is very long, it's a full year, so they were matter to water the entire field. If you're not going to water the whole field, then the whole thing's going to get ruined. It's a whole year. Whereas Mayid, Adesh's Manam Katzer, Usr, since Chol Hamoed is very short, it's just 7 days altogether, so therefore it's Usr to do something that would be a big Tircha. So Gemara asks, as it did before, if that's really so, then Eisen Shivas Yom Achroinim, what about the last 7 days of Shemitah? Why Mistabrim Yav din kishivas mei regel v'yosurin. Shouldn't we then treat it like the 7 days of Yom Tov and Chol Hamoed? The last 7 days of Shemitah, it should be usher to water one's field. And we don't have an answer to this question. And lastly, Ashkach Tani was found and taught in a brayse exactly as we've been teaching. Merabtin ba'offer love and b'shvias avoloi b'mayed. One's allowed to water and offer love and field on Shemitah, but not on Chol Hamoed. Lastly, the Mishnah said, "Lacham matir and b'zeh b'zeh." Lacham allow here and there. The question is, ma b'zeh b'zeh? What does that mean? Here and there. Bein shashasukan l'regel, bein shaloshasukan l'regel. Is that going on the immediately preceding statement in the Mishnah where we had said that seeds which were not watered before Chol Hamoed are not allowed to be watered on Chol Hamoed, and the Chum said that it's mutter bazel bazel? Well, that's really so, then the wording of the Mishnah is not precise, because really it turns out the Chum are only arguing in one case, namely, even though the seeds were not watered before Chol Hamoed, they're allowed to be watered on Chol Hamoed, and therefore we shouldn't say bazel u bazel, they allow this and that. You should just say Chum matirin, even though they weren't watered before Chol Hamoed. El, rather, it must be, what is it referring to? And here's a proper girsa. Oy, bein be'ilon, bein bezraim. When it says bazel bazel, it means they're arguing in both of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's statements, and not only in the one that was just said regarding seeds that weren't watered before Chol Hamoed, that those allowed to be watered anyways. Also, in the first memra, that when he said lo yashkas kol sadeh kula, the Chum argued that as well, the one is allowed to water the entire field. Moving on to halacha dalad, we continue with another Mishnah with more things allowed to be done on Chol Hamoed. Sadeh nesa ishus veses achabarim, besdeo ilon, ubesdeo lavon, kidarkoi, bemoed, ubeshvias. That if a person has ishus and achabarim problems, ishus, we're going to see in the beginning of the Gemara, is referring to a mole. That's that animal that lives underground in holes, and achabarim are mice. So if a person has these issues in their field, he's allowed to trap them like regular kedarkai, both in a steo ilon, in orchard, field of trees, and a steo halavan, field of grain, and this is mutar on Chol Hamoed and on Shemitah. And we're not going to say that when he's setting up these traps, that as he's digging, it's going to look like harisha. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, where he says that a steo ilon kedarkai, he's allowed to do it like regular in a steo ilon, because these things cause a real problem for the trees, but a steo lavan, shaloi kedarkai, he's only allowed to do it in a non-standard way in a steo lavan. That's because even if there's moles and mice, they don't cause the biggest loss. It's not such a huge hafsid. Another din, umakar disappears of a ma'id, one's allowed to fence up a breach on Chol Hamoed, and ubeshvias, bani kedarkai, on Shemitah, he's not even allowed to build a regular wall. Says the Gemara, isha zu chulda. Isha is a chulda. Now, even though chulda is usually translated as weasel, over here it's translated as a mole, M-O-L-E. And alf b'shein ra'al davar, zeich ledavar. Even though there's no 100% proof to this, we at least have a zecher, a mention of it. The pasuk says, nefel eshes bal chazu shamesh, that a nefel is stillborn, and a eshes is bal chazu shamesh, that doesn't see the sun, and a eshes is a mole, we know that lives in the ground, it doesn't see the sun, so that's the hint in the pasuk. Now the Gemara addresses the Tana Kama, Nichab Steo Ilon. We understand that these traps are allowed to be set up in a Steo Ilon because these things really ruin the trees, but Steo Lavan, they're allowed to be set up in a Steo Lavan in a field of grain. As we said in the Mishnah, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda argues is because they don't really ruin a Steo Lavan. So why does the Tana Kama say that these traps are allowed to be set up Kedarkai in a Steo Lavan? And the answer is you're right. El Steo Lavan, she smuchel Steo Ilon, referring to a Steo Lavan, a field of grain, which is next to an orchard, next to an area that has trees, and since there's Ishus and Achbarim in the Steo Lavan, we're afraid that they're just going to walk right over to the Ilanois, and that's going to cause a loss, so that's why we're allowed to set up the traps like regular, even though they're currently only located in the Steo Lavan. We continue, the Mishnah said, Kedarkoi, these are allowed to be set up like regular. What does that mean? Tzad Mitzuda, they're allowed to be trapped with regular traps. What's Shaloi Kedarkoi in the Mishnah? Toichiv Bishpud, he stabs a spit of sorts into the ground, Umaka Bakardum, and he hits it with an axe or a hammer, Umaradid Tzadam Tachteha, and that flattens the ground underneath it, and that basically causes them to be buried alive, crushed in the ground. And Tanu, we have a similar brisa. Machriven chayurei hanemalim b'mayid. One's allowed to destroy ant holes on Chol Hamoed. And the question is, Kate said, why? How does he do that? So Shimon Gamliel Amir tells us, Noitel me'elu v'noisim b'tzad elu v'hen mechankin elu as elu. He takes dirt from one ant hole and places it in another ant hole. And since it's dirt from a different ant hole, they get all nervous and whatnot, and they end up choking each other, and that's the way they destroy an ant hole. However, hushdei amas hamayim avers b'nehen, it has to be that there's a canal of water of sorts that's in between these two ant holes, because if there isn't, then the ants from this colony recognize the dirt from the other colony because they had access to it. They'd go visit each other and say hi and hang out. But if there's a body or channel of water in between, so they never accessed it, they don't know what this dirt is, so they get all worried and they choke each other. We continue the Mishnah said, Umakrinus appear to a maid, the one's allowed to fence a breach on Chol Hamoed. Now we clarify, Evan al Gabe Evan, Utsura Gabe Tsur. This is only permitted when it's stone on stone and small rock on small rock. Usually the proper way to build it was first with large avanim and then small stones, these tsurus, these pebbles, fill in the gap. But on Chol Hamoed, when we're fixing the fence, it's only allowed to be either stones or tsuras. However, b'shvias on Shemitah, b'nei kedarkai, that could be built like regular, said the Mishnah, evan al gabe tsur, or tsur al gabe evan, both with avanim and tsuras. Now, for the clarification of this din in the Mishnah, upirtza she'ena saga sa'afar, this is only talking about a breach that wasn't filled with dirt. Al upirtza she'ha'isa saga sa'afar, but if there was dirt that was previously filled into this breach, temporary sealing it, also the gudger b'shvias, it's not to be fixed up on Shemitah, because that looks like he's trying to guard his fruits. And we know that on Shemitah, a person's not allowed to guard their fruit, it's also to be shimer and watch your produce to prevent other people from taking it. Now, the reason why the breach is allowed to be fixed in the first place is to prevent wild animals from getting in and ruining it, or maybe people coming in and causing extensive damage, but that's, again, if there's a huge hole. However, as long as it's fixed up, even if it's just temporary and there's just a little bit of dirt there, since there's no breach anymore, it's allowed to be fixed up. But then it can be addressed like this. Kol pirtzah shi'isagas ha'afar, any breach that has dirt in it, also the gajah b'shvi'is, it's not allowed to be fixed up on Shemitah, v'shein isagas ha'afar, but if there's no dirt in it, mutar the gajah b'shvi'is, then it's allowed to be fixed up on Shemitah. For the clarification, b'shein machshal sarabim, that's only if that's not going to cause a michshal to the rabim, which means if this is a stone wall that, let's say, had fallen down and there's a bunch of stones scattered around, that would be a michshal. So if that's not like that, so then you're not allowed to fix it up. Aval machshal sarabim, but if it's going to cause a michshal, if there's stones over here that people might trip over or hurt themselves on, aval pishi sagas ha'afar, even though the breach in this wall was temporarily filled with dirt, mutar the gajah b'shvi'is, it's still allowed to be fixed. And kadad is like the following. We have this later on in the Masechta. If a person's wall is leaning over, he's allowed to dismantle and rebuild it, and that's because it's sakana. Ask the Gemara of Yisrov Laivneu. Why doesn't he just dismantle it so he takes away the sakana and he shouldn't rebuild it? Why allow him to rebuild it? Remove the danger, and now that's fine. Hamad Alfa on top. Ruchanan says, "Rishim Riachanan hitiru seifim beitchilasai." He permitted the end because of the beginning. Shema Omer Atloi Shlo Yivne. If you tell him no building it, Afu Enus Eisrai, he's not going to dismantle it. Vinim Tzabali De Sakana. Turns out it's going to be a sakana. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha. Hey, continue to discuss things that are allowed to be done on Chol Moed. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.